Listening Library presents The Forest of Hands and Teeth by Carrie Ryan. Read for you by Vane Millon. Chapter 1. My mother used to tell me about the ocean. She said there was a place where there was nothing but water as far as you could see, and that it was always moving, rushing toward you and then away. She once showed me a picture that she said was my great-great-great-grandmother, standing in the ocean as a child. It has been years since, and the picture was lost to fire long ago. But I remember it, faded and worn, a little girl surrounded by nothingness. In my mother's stories, passed down from her many-greats-grandmother, the ocean sounded like the wind through the trees, and men used to ride the water. Once, when I was older and our village was suffering through a drought, I asked my mother why. If so much water existed, were there years when our own streams ran almost dry? She told me that the ocean was not for drinking, that the water was filled with salt. That is when I stopped believing her about the ocean. How could there be so much salt in the universe, and how could God allow so much water to become useless? But there are times when I stand at the edge of the forest of hands and teeth, and look out at the wilderness that stretches on forever, and I wonder what it would be like if it were all water. I close my eyes and listen to the wind in the trees, and imagine a world of nothing but water closing over my head. It would be a world without the unconsecrated.